episode 2738, Working Together for the Common Good.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. Are you ready for something extraordinary to happen? Yes, in your marriage, in your relationship. It's about building a strong foundation. Where are you? Are you really needing to kind of step it up a little bit? Oh, come on. Working together for the common good. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, marriage is a committed partnership between two equals. Instead of fighting for domination, work together for the common good in your marriage. You know, in any relationship, but especially marriage, does one of you dominate the other? I mean, come on, let's be honest. Well, being honest, yes, as we are, you know that a dominant personality usually overshadows the marriage. And I'm already thinking what you're thinking, because you're going through situations already. They're popping up into your head left and right so fast. You're like, whoa, highlight reel, not so much, not now. And as much as we want to ignore the truth, we must acknowledge the elephant in the room. Dominance in marriage is a real thing. It's called power. And I'm not talking about the negative power as in a person, an individual being abusive. That is not the power I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the one that says, hey, I'm right, and you are so wrong. Oh, wait, you gotta listen to me, because you know what? It's my way or the highway. That's the dominance. That's the power we're looking at here. But what's interesting, though, is how the dominance is handled between husband and wife. There's two things here. Are you the one who enables the dominant personality because you're not stepping up in the role you need to claim or own? Yeah, that one's kind of personal, isn't it? It's like, gosh, am I not the one? Maybe I need to kind of step up a little bit. Maybe you do. Or are you the dominator that wants everything one way and is closed-minded to any other options or discussions? There isn't much left besides those two. Now, yes, you can have a happy medium, and it depends on the circumstances or the situation you might be talking about. But as a whole, if you were to take a snapshot, a highlight reel, right, in your stories, what would stand out? Are you the dominator, or are you the enabler for the dominator? What is it for you? You know, how do your dominoes fall? Just saying. But if you agree that marriage is a commitment between two equals, why should any one person dominate, right? The key is two equals. Two people coming together, agreeing that this is what we're going to do. Now, I get all the strengths and weaknesses and working within our genius zones. I get that. But in all reality, are you really thinking about that when you are in a heated battle trying to win the discussion? Heck no. You want to be right. You want to prove a point. You want it your way. Nothing else is acceptable. Or is it? A beautiful marriage is built on a foundation that has boundaries for not one person, but for both to follow. So surrender the power. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Surrender the power. You know, the power struggle or dominant personality is real in marriages. It's happening all over. And it can get so bad and out of hand that what do you think happens? Separation or just flat out divorce. Because no one wants to be dominated. No one wants to feel less than. We are to dominate over our animals, okay? But not over our spouse. There's a difference. Even with our children, there's dominance there, there's power, but it's not the power that unfortunately our personalities can come into and play into. Because yeah, we have got to set the rules. We set the boundaries, but that doesn't mean the kids can't voice their opinion. So it's important we understand this power struggle that occurs in marriages. And we're not talking about it. Nobody wants to talk about it because, well, maybe we're guilty as charged. Maybe we're the issue. Maybe you need to look in, you know, your reflection and say, gosh, you know, maybe I am the one. I know for me personally, oh yeah, 100%, I am the power, mighty hand. Yes, I am. And to some degree, it's a good thing because I have to make some major decisions for the family. I'm in that position to do so. However, when I'm just having a sweet conversation with my husband and I all of a sudden want to exert my dominance because, well, I think my idea is better, how well do you think that goes over with him? Yeah, not so well. It doesn't. And in fact, he will even make comments, gosh, wouldn't it be nice just to be loved and not have to have someone who's always right? He's actually said that to me. Now, your spouse may not be as vocal. My husband and I now, we're to the point where we call each other out on it appropriately. We're not mean about it, but we say, hey, boundaries here. You can't treat me that way. And in turn, he can't treat me that way either. So it goes both ways. So the power struggle, yes, it's real. And it can be such a thorn in everyday marriages that couples work more to stay away from the power drive, away from the confrontation, that nothing gets settled. Nothing settles down in your marriage. There is no foundation. Everything just keeps falling through the cracks. Don't settle your marriage for the point of, oh gosh, I just got to let them win. I'm just done. I'm tired of fighting. No, you want to compromise with compassion. So tune out that sound system of WIIFM. What's in it for me? You have got to surrender the power, and you do this by a couple different ways. Number one, delight in your spouse's success. I know this is a shock. You need to celebrate your spouse when he succeeds. When she's doing awesome, you need to celebrate her. You don't always have to be right, believe it or not. I have to tell myself that every single day. Now, with my children, yes, I'm always right. Okay, I'm not always right. But when they were younger, mama's always right. It just is what it is. However, as they grow older, of course, the relationships change. You can have deeper conversations. They understand a lot more circumstances. Well, you can kind of preface it with bullet points even. You know, you can have that conversation. A 2-year-old versus a 22-year-old. Okay, maybe not. But that too is for another episode. But you know what I mean, right? We have got to delight in our spouse's success. We cannot be the overbearing, drive hard, drive home that I'm the only one. Because that's not marriage. And eventually, it's just not a good situation. And most spouses will run from it. And then if they're not running from it, they just hide. They push down their feelings. They go out on a limb and they start doing other things. They get the compliments and everything from someone else. And that becomes then a thorn in the marriage. It just is a disaster. Truly, it is. So if you want to surrender the power, one way you do it is delight in your spouse's success. Remember, you don't always have to have all the answers. Let your spouse shine too in the marriage. That's vital. Okay, number two, stand down or stand up. This is where you surrender your power. If you're the one who dominates the marriage, majority of the time. Now, I get it. You might share it in different areas. Your strengths may come, your weaknesses may go. You know, I get all that up and down roller coaster. This is about the primary dominant person in the marriage. So if you're the one who dominates the marriage, then stand down, making room for your spouse to stand up. But if you're the quieter spouse, stand up so your spouse can stand down. Both spouses are responsible for equal partnership. So no matter what side of the personality you hold, you still are responsible. So don't sit there and try to push it off on your dominant spouse going, well, it's all his fault. You know, what do I have to do with it? I don't need to worry about this. It's his problem. He's got to live with it. No, it's not, because the responsibility lies in both spouses. So in yours and your spouse. So take a deep breath, because honestly, it's a hard thing to do. And when you understand that you have equal partnership, don't talk yourself out of saying, you know what, maybe I shouldn't stand up. No, it's time you stand up. If you know something and you can understand, then let your light shine. That doesn't mean you're being a jerk about it, but stop being, yeah, I'm going to say it, a coward. Stop saying, oh, well, I feel all, you know, I'm shy. I'm an introvert. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm tired of all those excuses. We're no longer in high school here, people. We are not. And if we're going to have a strong family, we've got to have a strong marriage. That's all there is to it. And so you got to start working on the things that you don't want to work on. You've got to start looking at things and going, you know what? Yeah, I'm a little weak in this area. Now, you don't have to beat yourself up about it, but you can be honest about it so you can do something about it. It's not about sitting there washing your hands and saying, well, blood's not on me, so who cares? You should care. It's not just your heart you're dealing with. You said I do to become we do, which means you have a spouse's heart to be concerned with also. So yeah, maybe I'm being a little bit hard knocks today, but you know what? Sometimes we just need it. Sometimes we just need to say that this is what it is and look at it. Remember, don't attach your feelings to this. Look at it as fact and say, okay, am I that dominant person? I already told you I was. And at times, majority of the times, it's a positive thing in our relationship because he doesn't want the lead. Honestly, he does not. However, there are many times that I need to step back and he needs to take the reins. And so I have to figure out when to stand up and stand down. And we are beginning and have been working through that. Do we have it perfect yet? No. Will it get better? Of course it will. But you have to continually work on it. And you have to acknowledge it between the two of you. And that brings me to number three, take it to bed. Oh, yes, and not that kind of take it to bed. Some things are just best in bed. Setting time aside to focus on what you all need as a couple is essential. And having the time to do that might need to happen behind closed doors in the bedroom. You don't need to have these conversations where the kids are hearing everything. So take it to the bedroom. Now, don't do it when you're exhausted, mad, or frustrated. You're not going to get anywhere. Keep an open mind to explore all sides. Then you can make a decision and come to a conclusion. So a lot of it is we are so busy. And by the time we sit down for dinner, maybe you don't have a lot of family dinners. Maybe your dinners, depending upon the activities and what your children are doing, if you have children, you know, just life itself. I mean, lately, my week has kind of been crazy. Yesterday, I'm not sure what I did, but I didn't stop whatever I was doing. It was just one thing after another, from answering critical emails to doing things regarding our renovation and our house and our water leaks and AC and all the stuff that goes with that, the actual stolen vehicle that we've had to be dealing with. You know, just one thing after another. My children, believe it or not, even though now they're all adults, guess what? They still need mom and they still want mom there. So I have to figure some things out. The schedule, it was just like one thing after another yesterday. Now, was I totally exhausted? No, but guess what? I was a dominant personality yesterday and my husband was fine with it. He wanted me just to make the decisions. Just do it, hon. Take care of it, he would tell me. I'm like, okay, great. But see, we've come to that conclusion because we've had harder conversations. We've been through the roller coasters. We've had the battle of, well, you know what? I don't see that you're really stepping up here. And somebody needs to take the lead on this. And do you want me to do it or do you want to do it? Because if you're doing it, I'm backing away. Oh, yes. And there are times that I am the bull in the china cabinet. And I am all after it. But that's what I do best at times, depending upon the circumstance and the situation, right? So you got to look at everything overall. But the question here that I think we are wrestling with as a whole when it comes to couples in marriage, this committed relationship, I'm not talking about if you're dating someone. If you're dating, you can still have a committed relationship, but it is different than being married. I'm just saying it out loud. Don't send me the emails. I don't want to hear about it. That is my opinion. You can have a different one, but marriage is different than dating, hands down. There is a different set of expectations and you share life differently. You just do. You think you do it some way, but until you really experience marriage, yeah, it's just different. And I know I've talked to my single friends. I know them. I've talked to my friends that have been married And now they're single again. And now they're married again. And they're like, you know what, Christiane? It is just, it's just different. Even though I'm older, dating older, it's different than my marriage, whether I was young or old. So what we have to really look at and focus on when it comes to our marriages is this. Romans 12:10. I love this verse. And I want to give you two versions of it, the NIV and the NLT. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Okay? That's the NIV version. The NLT version is love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Regardless of how you want to read that, or you could look at it all the same because it's the same Bible verse. Are you doing that with your spouse? Are you honoring? Are you devoted? Are you raising each other up? Are you delighting in your spouse, in each other? This isn't going to happen overnight. So my challenge for you is, instead of fluffing your own feathers, like, I got it right. Oh, yes, it's all about me. Thank you so much. Take a bow. No, it's not all about you. Remember, it's a partnership. What can you do to encourage and honor your spouse? What can you do to lift him up? What can you do to say, you know what, I want to help you grow in this area? Now, you may not want to say that unless if they're ready to hear it that way, because let me tell you, if you're getting personal and it sounds like you're slam dunking them, yeah, that's not going to go over well. That is not honoring and delighting in your spouse. It's not. You have to be able to figure out, okay, how and when is the right time? Maybe we need to have a longer conversation when it's snuggle time, right? Take it to bed. Or maybe it's, I've just got to stand down more. My personality is just too bold, so I need to stand down. So guess what? I put my spouse in the position, he's got to step up. He's got to stand up and do what he needs to do. But that means I got to be bold enough and brave enough to keep my mouth shut. Even though I may know exactly what needs to happen, I may just have to say, you know what? This one is in your court. And my actions speak louder than my words. So when you're working on this, it doesn't mean that you're always having a complete conversation as a whole with your spouse. As you grow, you can have these conversations. Like my husband and I now, we can actually talk about it. And he can say, you know what, hon? You're getting a little bit out of hand here. You know, let me take this. Okay, got it. And sometimes we have that discussion between us as to what to do with the kids. And there are times I just go to him and say, you know what, babe, this is all you. You need to go handle this situation. I will give him my opinion, my thoughts, my ideas about it and say, now I need you to go, you know, go have that conversation because it's better coming from you. Sometimes the conversations are better coming from mom, right? You probably have experienced this too. When you get to that point in your marriage, to where you can have the heart-to-hearts where you're not saying, oh, babe, you just hurt my feelings. It's not about feelings. You're dealing with facts. So you can take care. You can make a decision. And then you go on and do what you need to do. Love on each other. Build each other up. We tend to forget that we're all human in marriages. We think that we're just kind of indestructible. It's like, I can't do wrong. My spouse can't do wrong. Actually, we all do wrong. Every single one of us. So I really want you to look at, how can I stop putting myself up on a totem pole and say, yeah, hey, look at me. What can I do to encourage and honor my spouse? What can I do? That's what I want you to focus on over the next couple of days. So as you do that, you know what? You're doing a great job. I don't want you to think that, oh my gosh, this is just one more thing. It's not just one more thing. It's going to make a huge difference in your marriage. It takes time. It takes effort. And so you may have to come back to this episode and say, you know what? I got to learn how to work together for the common good. I've got to understand really what that means, how to be a team player, but not lose myself by being a team player. And it's a team of two. And it's a hard thing. And let me tell you, my husband and I, for years, oh yeah, it was me. It was me. And I own it. Talk about power. Oh yeah, I had it. And I had no problem using it. But the problem is it didn't do well for us when it was one-on-one. He didn't like it. He didn't like who I was. The thing is that he appreciated my standing up, but he also knew that I needed to stand down at times. And we didn't get that flow. And so it came with a lot of hard knocks. And no, we didn't have heated discussions. We didn't have fights and yelling and screaming in front of the children. We didn't. Because one of us is more outgoing than the other one. And so one would just kind of let it all go in. Just keep pressing it down. Just, I don't want to deal with it. And the other one was like, well, I'm going to do what I know. And I'm going to go do it because, well, no one else is going to. So I have to. You're going against the grain. Both of us were. And so when you do that, do you think that brings us together? No. And eventually, it was a wedge. It wasn't the only wedge when my husband came to me and said, I've fallen out of love. There were many other wedges, but that was still one. And it was a thick one. And so I know how this can affect marriage. I don't talk about this lightly. It is something that we need to really consider. Power. Just look at our world. I mean, seriously, look at what's going on in our world. We've got to be able to understand and handle power within our own marriages. And so when you can work together for the common good and surrender your power and become this incredible team, which that's how my husband and I look at us now. We are incredible together. We truly are. And we tell each other that, man, we make a good team. Let's go do this. High five. I mean, it's like, let's get jerseys. And maybe you need to go get jerseys if that's what's going to encourage your marriage to work on this power struggle. But it's important. And I believe 100% you can rectify it. But you have to be devoted to one another in love. You have to honor each other above your own self. And you have to love each other with that genuine affection and take delight when you do. Go out, my friend. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.